around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 28th, 2024. Essentially 9 months of the year are over. If it's humanly possible, well, today's show is going to be an even faster version of the fastest 2 hours in travel. Immediately following today's broadcast, Mary and I are off to LaGuardia as we are headed to Hawaii. Monday begins the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 week of events that will be happening. Follow all of that on our social channels this week and through our Monday through Friday daily vignettes that we do, the daily commentaries. Next week's show on October 5th will come from Hilton Grand Vacations, Maui Bay Villas, and Kihei.
It will, and we have such a great week of events planned for everybody. And Robert, as you mentioned last week, to all our show fans on Maui who listen on AM 1110 and FM 96.7 KAOI radio, we do invite you to come to HGV's Maui Bay Villas at 575 South Kihei Road. We'd love it if you come and join us, and that is going to be Friday, this Friday, October 4th, from 1 to 3 p.m. local time, because we're going to pre-record the show live to tape. Due to the substantial time difference in New York, we don't want to get everybody up so early, including ourselves. And we would really enjoy if you guys come out. If you're on the island, we'd enjoy meeting you and having part of you, or having, you know, as many of you who want to come, part of the live audience with us.
We joked about it, but, you know, with the time, you know, when the show is live 10 to noon Eastern, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., we're not going to get a lot of people. Plus, it's dark. You want to see everything. Yeah. So anyway, we'll do it Friday 1 to 3 there at Maui Bay Villa. So come out and see us. We'd absolutely love to see. I know Will Bethel and the Maui Bay Villa team, they're building a nice set for us. I got a number of guests coming out. So as we like to say, the more the merrier. Rudy, how are you doing up there in Minnesota today?
4 to 6. Well, there goes my plans to move to Hawaii. Man, 4 to 6 a.m.
You know, Rudy, so Mary and I are talking about this, right? So, all right, here we are. We're going 6 hours behind New York when we leave later today, right, when we get to Maui. But then we come back. We're only here about 12 days, and we leave for Rome. We're going to go 6 hours ahead. So our body clocks by the time Thanksgiving rolls around.
That should be fun.
We're going to have no idea where we are. So.
Well, everything's fine here. Thank you for asking. It's the longest summer I remember here. I don't even see leaves changing yet. It's the end of September, and it's, you know, it was 80 degrees yesterday, and my son was swimming in a lake here yesterday. He was visiting from San Francisco. And
well, there are some people.
It's always like this here, Alexander. It's always beautiful.
Yeah, there are people in the southeast and up through the Tennessee Valley right now that are getting the remnants of Helene. They know it's summer season for sure. But, so, Bobby, listen, you know, playoff baseball is about to begin. The Yankees have my attention, as you know. But on Thursday, this was not a great game. Congratulations to your Cowboys for their win against our Giants. How are things there in Big D today at our Network Command Center?
Things are nice. It's a cool 65, but it's supposed to climb all the way up to 90 today. And that was, you say win on Thursday. I don't think anybody won, particularly anyone watching that game.
Didn't the Vikings beat the Cowboys last weekend?
No, they beat the Texans. They beat the other Texas team, Rudy.
Sorry.
Rudy, just don't talk sports. I applaud the effort, but, you know, just no.
Why don't you consider something here?
Yeah.
why don't you consider it a win?
Because I need that coach fired. That's what I need.
All right, it was painful. Yeah.
It really was.
All right, I'm going to move us
along. Moving on, Mary.
To the travel show that we are, to talk travel polls. These are the latest polls. And just a reminder, you can always find them on the homepage of our website at rmworldtravel.com. And here are the results for the first question. What's your most frequent seat on a plane? 28% of you choose premium economy. 25% of you choose economy. 24% first class. 15% business class. 5% basic economy. And 4% of you, lucky ducks, private jet.
Well, that's Rudy. I mean, Rudy.
Did you click private jet, Rudy?
Rudy voted every time, so he's voting.
Yeah.
You know, Mary won't fly a private jet because she doesn't like the inexperienced young pilots at times. So, but listen, you know,
lot of pilots listening now. They're going to write in about that,
Robert. Well, and we have Les Abed coming next, so we'll have to see about that. But premium economy, you know, what it does show, the airlines have done a really nice job growing that sector. They're just charging us more and giving us, I don't know what, you know, 4 or 5 extra inches of leg room, and maybe they throw a headset at us. But nice for that, I guess.
Well, Southwest is going to give us 3 or here for now. In the Southwest.
So what's the next poll question?
All right, next poll, Mary is saying, Robert, we got to go to Hawaii. Yeah. Let's go, Robert.
Move it along.
Mas Rapido. All right, so what type of rental vehicle do you rent most frequently? Specialty, 30%. Now, I think the reason this was so high, this could be SUVs, convertibles. Mm. I know we'll have a convertible. We're about sports cars, vans, whatever. So I guess that'll get factored because they were not options. But specialty, 30%. Premium, 23%. Standard, 20%. Luxury, 19%. Right there with those private jet. I love that. Compact, 6%. EVs, 1%. So, and I guess if you are going, if you're traveling for business or you're traveling, running from, nobody wants the EV.
Nothing there really surprises me.
You want something you can put a nozzle into.
Yeah.
All right. So new travel polls, they have just gone up on our show website for you to vote in. They have an island and kind of a Hawaiian theme. Well, I do have a Hawaiian theme, one of them. So go check those out when you have some time today. Now we're going to dive into the travel news roundtable. And Mary, you want to kick us off?
Sure, Rudy. You just alluded to this. So sure. Southwest Airlines revealed details of what's staying and what's going at the No Frills Airline, who's been a longtime pioneer of a business model that made for very loyal customers, but is being heavily challenged as outdated and not sustainable from a revenue standpoint by activist investor Elliott Investment Management, who now owns about 10 to 11% of Southwest shares. So Southwest is going to begin retrofitting their aircraft and selling assigned seats in the second half of next year. So for the first time in its history, if you want extra legroom, you can buy a seat that offers it on a Southwest jet. And the company will at least for now still offer two free checked bags, which they are well known for. CEO Bob Jordan told investors, our model is not broken, but Elliott was not moved by the announcements.
No, they were not.
And says they are continuing to press for new leadership. And Southwest Airlines also announced, this is actually really big news, a partnership, if it happens, a partnership to offer international flights by partnering with carriers who operate international flights in Southwest markets. Iceland Air will be the first partner airline. So it's going to that's also 2025. And flights departing from the Baltimore, Maryland airport, BWI, will be the first airport travelers can fly on Iceland Air to Iceland. And then they can connect to a variety of European destinations. So that's how they're going to try to expand internationally.
They're also totally renovating the interior of their planes, they announced this week, too, over the course of the next year. And they will include power plugs at seats, which is a big thing for Southwest. Every other airline's had it for years, or most other airlines have.
Well, Frontier doesn't. But you're right. Southwest is an actual legitimate airline, so that's true.
Right.
Interesting. So, all right, so Rudy, this would interest you. You know, when you think airlines and loyalty programs, do you ever think about riding the rails?
No.
Yeah, probably
unless
not.
You
exactly.
buy your ticket with a
exactly.
With
well,
affiliated
Europe's high-speed rail service Eurostar is set to become the first non-airline to partner with SkyTeam, and I bring that up.
Oh,
that's going to happen in 2025. So travelers will now be able to fly into Europe. You can transfer to rail connections, earn your Delta Airline mile points, or whatever is part of Sky miles that you like to, or SkyTeam, I should say, that you like to fly with, and it makes travel easier. So there we go.
Well, that's an interesting partnership.
I've got a short one for you. You want to know what the best hotel in the world is, according to a recent ranking?
Tell us quick,
because
I got to go.
Bangkok, which I'd never heard of, but it's in the Four Seasons private residence overlooking the river. So there you go.
All right. After this quick sponsors break, well, today's show is going to be all show friends. We're going to do something a little different today. Les Abend is next. Airlines and aviation take center stage. Nine more segments to go until we're airborne for Hawaii.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic will deliver a trip of a lifetime. How about booking to go experience the Christmas markets right now and enjoy the holiday season in a fun and unique way? River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. Right now, you'll get 2-for-1 fares plus free air. Check out scenicusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Do you owe back taxes? Still haven't filed your tax returns? Did you forget to file an extension? The October 15th deadline is coming, and once it hits, the IRS can garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, even seize your property. You need Tax Network USA to handle your IRS tax problems fast. They've already helped taxpayers save more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they can help you too, but you need to move fast. October 15th is days away. Schedule your free consultation and call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. Or you can find info at rmworldtravel.com as well.
If your spine needs a little TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort preferences. With 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, and a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, you'll find the right one that's out there for you. They also let you try it out for 100 nights free. Just take the 2-minute Helix Sleep Quiz and get matched to the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 25% today, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, folks, better sleep starts now.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, our first show friend today will be Les Abend. He's about to join us for this B-Block, and we are sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/carry.
Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, and they're designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic, well, they're going to deliver a trip of a lifetime for you.
You know, folks, like I got to tell you, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's a class of its own. So how about booking to go experience the Christmas markets and enjoy the holiday season in a fun and unique way? You can still do that, right? From personalized butlers and 5 unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes, what we like, these are small ships. They have big spaces. Right now, as a show fan, you're going to receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air. So go check out ScenicUSA.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Returning today for his 9th appearance on the program is show friend Les Abend. He's worked as a flight instructor, charter pilot, commuter airline pilot, a freight carrier first officer, and he spent 34 years as a pilot with American Airlines, including as captain of the Boeing 777. Today, you can find his writings in Flying Magazine. He joins us now from Florida, as we're going to delve into some of the items that have our attention in the aviation sector of travel.
Les, good morning. Nice to have you back aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. It's nice to be back. It seems like it's been too long.
It has been too long, but we're going to correct that right now. So, you know, as Mary just said in your open, I know the bulk of your career was flying for American Airlines, but you also do have experience as a commuter and regional airline pilot. And I want to go in that direction with you today because I saw a report from the Regional Airline Association. It purports that passenger volume and revenue by U.S. regional carriers are down. They're actually the lowest the industry has seen in over 20 years, with passenger traffic down almost 30%, revenues down about a third the past 5 years. The report also says that around 65% of U.S. airports will have less air service this month and next than back in 2019, so pre-pandemic, that's the benchmark they were using, and more than 10% of U.S. airports have lost at least half their overall flights. So the big airlines are now flying larger planes into certain airports themselves, therefore reducing the need for regional carriers. Or they're simply bypassing the smaller airports altogether. So this has always been an important path for pilots to learn their craft and move up to the larger carriers. I know you experienced that. So thoughts on the shifts that we're seeing in this area of the aviation sector?
It's an interesting factor. You know, it seems that, like anything else, there are many factors that influence it. Some of the trickle-down part of it is Boeing's woes, you know, with the 737 MAX. You know, not having those orders available, it just sort of translates to where you were going, was that, you know, these pilots initially start in the regional carriers like I did back then. They were called commuters. But they transition from there with their experience and then to the major carriers. A lot of times it's a direct flow. So if that stopped, these pilots aren't going to get that opportunity to move into the what we call legacy carriers, I guess. But, you know, it's sort of disheartening because deregulation was all about serving these smaller communities. So, you know, it's hard to say if this is going to turn itself around. But obviously that's where the CEOs think that the airlines are generating their most revenues with the larger aircraft.
Yeah. You know, another stat from the same association, the Regional Airline Association report, that also jumped out to us, and this was comparing September of 2024 where we are now to September 2019. So again, pre-pandemic, seat capacity on regional jets is down 17% during that period and 70% on turboprop aircraft also during that period. Those are big numbers. And, you know, the startup airlines like Breeze, Avelo, and Allegiant, I feel like they're kind of filling the gap in this, but that's not their model. They're not regional carriers, right?
No, they really aren't, and the major airlines try to do that initially, you know, by bringing in jets and replacing the turboprops. You know, it's not, and I don't know how the point to point type business model is going to work for them long term. You know, you really, when you're talking about really sophisticated jets, although they're a lot more economic than they were back in my day of regional carriers, it's still. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to make the money on those particular routes that are being taken away.
Well, we will definitely continue to cover that on the shows, no question. So we're going to leave what's happening on the ground. We'll move into something happening in the skies. A few days ago, the Wall Street Journal had an investigative report about GPS spoofing. I'm sure people around the country have seen that, a percentage of them. You know, and really how their increased occurrences are affecting aircraft and adding risk for anyone flying. We thought it was a little over the top. They quoted an American Airlines Boeing 777 pilot who you very well may know, Dan Carey, who shared how he knew his cockpit equipment was lying to him, telling him to pull up and other adjustments that he had to make as he flew over an area in the Middle East. They also cited a United Airlines Boeing 777 flight that had his GPS spoofed over Turkey, causing clocks to reset and the flight path to change. The problems continued the entire rest of the flight as they were headed back to Newark in New Jersey. So the airlines, the manufacturers, the suppliers, they all say they're racing to develop workarounds and long-term fixes. I've seen, you know, equipment standards, they aren't expected until sometime next year. We'll see. But in your opinion, how ready are pilots to fly without GPS these days, Les? Are they skilled in being trained to move to plan B or C and do this double duty work if necessary?
Well, we're talking about a bunch of different things. GPS is one. How, you know, how this technology works in order for it to interfere with a GPS signal, is beyond my level of technology. But then we're also talking warning systems on board. So how is that happening? Well, it's a security issue that we've been talking about for years, that, you know, potentially could be infiltrated by whatever these bad actors are doing. But let's reassure the public. These sophisticated airplanes that are going international, like, for instance, my 9 years on the 777, it's not just GPS that's controlling that airplane. It's three laser ring gyros. It's called an inertial reference system. And all of these things combine with the GPS and ground-based nav stations to give what we call the magenta line so that we can follow it on our route. So if a GPS fails, we may not be quite as accurate, but it's pretty darn accurate even without the GPS. So even with those failures, it's not even a matter of training. It's just, you know, if some sort of enunciation comes up that requires a checklist, we're certainly going to go through it. But at the end of the day, there's so much redundancy, especially in navigation, that it really doesn't necessarily become an issue.
Okay.
All right, we're going to move off of that, but I'm going to keep us in the air because we keep hearing more reports of more turbulent flights, passengers getting injured, seatbelts off, the whole nine yards. We personally keep our seatbelts on the entire flight.
You make me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Unless we have to get up and go to the bathroom. Yes,
right.
I do, and I'm proud to say it. So technology has come a long way in helping predict and identify issues that could be turbulent, but I'd love your thoughts as a seasoned pilot, again, on reassuring the public and just your general thoughts on turbulence.
Well, we've all become more sensitized to it because of the stories that you get. Now, of course, you know, the internet is certainly out there for us to see, and all these reports are more prevalent and available to the public, right? The worst thing for me as a pilot, the biggest decision, whether, you know, I could have an engine fire, and the decisions involved with that are less of a stress level than me deciding whether I'm going to turn that seatbelt sign off or turn it on. So, the problem is a lot of guys and gals put it on just because, you know, it's better just to leave it on, but then you get numb to it.
Right.
So you rightfully pointed out, Mary, that the technology has changed that we're able to predict that kind of clear air turbulence, at least, a lot better with some of the technology that we have out there that the airlines subscribe to. So we're more sensitized to it. As a passenger, the best thing you can do is what you just said, is keep that seatbelt. You're in your seat. Buckle the darn seatbelt.
Yeah, you don't hear any issues about when people have the seatbelt on for the most part.
So no,
I would
don't.
Say that.
Yeah.
All right. So
all
really
right.
quick, we're going to say we got about 50
Thank
seconds.
You,
you know, right after today's show, you know, we are headed to Hawaii. We begin the Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 on Monday, and we'll broadcast from there next Saturday. But to mix things up, in 31 days, you will be with Mary and me in Rome. We depart on the Seabourn Ovation together, along with a number of other show fans for the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise. Anything that you and your wife are looking forward to in Italy, France, and Spain when we all travel together?
The caviar that I've been told it's on the cruise.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure I have a taste for caviar, so I want to try that. But as far as the destinations, a lot of them we haven't experienced. So we're just looking for new experiences
right.
and a nice relax.
So I'll make sure the Seabourn will have the champagne and the caviar flowing
yes.
for you. That'll be there in your suite when you get there. So Les, listen, very nice connecting with you today and really appreciate it. We'll see you in a month from now in Italy. So enjoy the weekend, okay?
You guys too as well.
Take care.
See ya.
All right. Well, there goes Les. Looking forward to seeing him, folks, in 31 days. All right, as we head into this bottom of the hour break, today is an NCF day here on the show. Three of our local stations will join us to begin hour two. Is one of them yours in your area? Well, we'll find out. However, next, we're going to hear about the hottest club in town. Eight more segments to go today before we depart for Hawaii. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by AMAC or amac.us/carry. In just over 5 weeks, Americans will head to the polls with critical issues at stake for our country, the economy, global conflicts, border security, parental rights, our national debt, and more. And there's a simple way for you to unite with others and fight against the policies that are harming our nation. It's amac.us/carry. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens, an organization of more than 2.1 million patriots who are committed to saving the country we love. And it just costs $1. Think about it. In today's inflationary times, this may be the best money you've ever spent. AMAC stands for the values of its members and fights every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. As a member, you'll also enjoy more than 100 discounts with companies that share your values, including an array that will save you big time when you travel for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more. Plus, you'll get a subscription to their bi-monthly AMAC magazine. Your voice matters, and as a member, you can have a real impact. So go get your one-year membership for just $1 at AMAC, that's AMAC, amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or as always, you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, by now, most travelers are well acquainted with airline lounges that serve food and drink and usually offer a comfortable, quieter place to await a flight in an airport. More than 10 years ago, American Express started building out lounges in airports accessible by folks who carry their platinum card that, by the way, costs $695 a year. More recently, two other major credit card companies have opened airport lounges for holders of their premium cards. And the escalation continues as those companies begin offering lounges that have nothing to do with airports. Ryan Smith is the managing editor of news at upgradedpoints.com, and he's got a beat on some of these new offerings. Ryan, welcome to the show. Where else do we need airport-like lounges now?
Well, as you mentioned, you'll find them at places that have nothing to do with airports. These are starting to pop up. You'll find a lounge inside Madison Square Garden if you're attending sports or concerts there. But you'll even find pop-up versions of these lounges that are being set up on a temporary basis at things like the U.S. Open Tournament, movie festivals, Race Week, Formula One, these types of things. And they feel like the airport lounge experience. But they're on a temporary basis because those events, Formula One race, they set up and then they're gone and
sure.
Kind of dismantle the lounge until it comes back next year.
Well, I know the Madison Square Garden lounge is brought to you by the Chase credit card, and I gather there's Chase, there's Capital One, and of course they have followed behind in American Express's pattern of opening these clubs. But I gather in all three cases, you've got to have their premium cards, not the $95 a year one, right?
Correct. You need to have the premium card to get into these spaces. With Capital One, for a while, they did have some of their lower tier, lower annual fee cards were providing like one visit per year. However, those benefits are going away, and these access to these is really being reserved for two options: either holding the premium card or paying to get in. And that's not even an option with American Express. You can't pay to get in. You've either got to have the Platinum card or the Centurion card, which is only by invitation, or you're not getting in. And American Express has even led to something very different, and they have a private dining room at the top of the One Vanderbilt building in the middle of Manhattan. So it really has nothing to do with airports at this point.
Right, and apparently it's a 17,500 square foot lounge, the Centurion Lounge in the Vanderbilt building, which is the tallest building in Midtown Manhattan. And it's hard to get in. I mean, if you have the black card, the Centurion card, and you pay $5,000 a year for it, you can walk into the lounge whenever you want or reserve meeting or event spaces. But everyone else has got to make reservations, and even Platinum members, you know, have trouble getting through on the line to make the reservation. Now, there are other places. These sporting events seem to be a venue, and not just Formula One, but also permanent sporting events, right? Like,
The U.S. Open.
Go ahead.
We see the U.S. Open has a Chase Lounge and an American Express Lounge every year.
And these are there because they're trying to get... Oh, and Citi also has pop-up lounges. Citibank, I should have mentioned them. And I gather this is it's basically to cultivate card loyalty, right?
Correct. And a lot of this popped up during the pandemic when people weren't traveling as much. And these cards had always been billed as this is a travel credit card. And I think the banks were worried that everyone was going to cancel their cards. I'm not traveling. Why do I want to pay this annual fee, like $500, $600, $700 to keep this card that has travel benefits? I can't travel right now. Borders are closed. I'm not able to fly anywhere. So they really started rebranding these cards as a lifestyle credit card. So it's about the lifestyle. And the part of the lifestyle is access to exclusive events. And some of that even includes, you know, getting into these premier lounges at airports, at sporting events, pre-sale access to tickets that you can't get anywhere else. So they really have rebranded these cards as more of a lifestyle thing to keep in your wallet, almost like a membership club.
And I think we should point out that, like airline clubs, these clubs that, in Midtown Manhattan, this fancy American Express place, the place at the Madison Square Garden, the food and drink's free, right? This is not just a club where you buy food and drinks.
Right. Once you're inside these airport lounges or these pop-up lounges at sporting events, once you've got access, you've got access to everything that's included inside. So it might be, you know, faster Wi-Fi connection, food, drinks, cocktails, those types of things, a full service bar. So it can be a great place to, you know, who wants to pay $12 for a Coke at Madison Square Garden? Why not go in here and get a free drink?
Absolutely. Ryan Smith is the managing editor of news at upgradedpoints.com. You can go to upgradedpoints.com and learn a whole lot more about points and perks like this. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We will be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. Let me ask you something. How was your sleep last night? Let's dramatically improve it today with a terrific new mattress from helixsleep.com/carry and save you 25%. Helix mattresses offer a lineup of about 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus for big and tall sleepers and the Helix Kids mattress designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. As a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial, so you've got nothing to lose. This is a top-quality luxury mattress, but also very affordable luxurious mattress. Unlike a lot of other mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. Making them themselves is how Helix keeps prices down. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And if you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. These mattresses have been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. You can save 25% today at helixsleep.com by adding /carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Oscar Wilde once remarked there are two ways to travel, first class and with children. Well, my next guest knows a lot about the latter. She's Caitlin Jane, and she wrote a book titled Passports and Pacifiers, Traveling the World One Tantrum at a Time. So who better to talk to about how to travel wisely with kids than Caitlin? Kevin, welcome to the show. First, tell us your credentials.
Thank you so much for having me. Like you mentioned, I'm the author of Passports and Pacifiers, about traveling with my four children.
Four?
Four children. And started traveling with them when my youngest was less than a year, traveling to Italy, and then ending, we still are traveling with them today across the world.
Well, this is not easy with four children.
Absolutely not. It's not easy, and it doesn't get easier as they get older. However, it is extremely beneficial to them. It's beneficial to us as a family, you know, traveling by air, traveling by car. It's just huge benefits, the memories, the experiences that they have, and it's just great as a family.
I couldn't agree more. Tick off some of your, give some bullet points of some of your favorite tips to folks who are new and don't really know how to travel efficiently with children.
Well, there's a lot of great things that you can do. So one thing that I want to advocate with our kids was the fourth grade national pass. You can go to any national park for free if you have a fourth grader, so that's a great way to save money.
The whole family gets in for free if you've got a fourth grader in the car?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Any national park. So in 2021, during we traveled across the country, visited 12 national parks with our fourth grader. All of it was free. And, you know, for those people that like to camp, you know, it's extremely cheap. So that's one benefit. Babies travel for free under 2 years old. Many countries in Europe offer free transportation for kids under seven. They love kids over in Europe. A lot of resorts have kids clubs. In the UK, if your kids like buses, there's lots of fun stuff there. There's just lots of great places that you can travel with your kids. One tip that I would say is when you're traveling on an airplane, you know, try to get a row together. They offer a bulkhead for infants. As I mentioned, under two, they can travel in your lap. There's screens on international flights. There's, you know, food next and just lots of fun, exciting things for them. And, you know, there's just lots of great experiences for them.
Snacks.
Yes. So when you travel with kids, make sure you bring lots of food for them, because that is something that they, you know, kids love to eat. And if you can get them snacks and their favorite things, if you hold out on them a little bit before the trip, and then when you go on the trip, you bring their favorite candies that take a long time to unwrap. That's something that can entertain your kid when on the plane.
I've never heard that before. So you want to find candies that take a long time to unwrap. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. Tootsie Rolls, Starburst, you know, those type of things. They absolutely love them.
And games, I presume. I know a lot of kids can travel with electronic devices now. All good ideas, right?
Absolutely. And as I said, we hold out a little bit before the trip. So then if they haven't been on their electronics for a couple of days, they're just so excited to get them back and, you know, look at the things on the plane. One thing I will say is make sure to bring your own headphones, because the headphones on airplanes are not necessarily for kids. So bring good headphones for your kids, even if they have the screen, like on international flights.
Caitlin Jane is the author of Passports and Pacifiers, Traveling the World One Tantrum at a Time, and that's her advice to you folks who are traveling with kids. You can find more information by going to her website, Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N, Jane, J-A-I-N, CaitlinJane.com. Caitlin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as our special show friend broadcast on the September 28th continues to roll right along, Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan is about to connect with us from Detroit, and we're sponsored by Relief Factor.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, whether it's sitting too many hours at your computer, maybe you work a physical job, maybe it's an injury, or many other things. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. It's called Relief Factor.
You'll notice the difference, folks, as soon as you take it. Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, it doesn't mask pain, it helps eliminate it forever. You can't stop aging, but you can stop pain, so if you're experiencing pain from living the good life, turn back the clock. Go to ReliefFactor.com, try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. As you hear on this program regularly with RJ, the automotive sector of travel is massive and it covers many aspects of our lives. A company that we like and we use regularly when we travel is Gas Buddy. Patrick DeHaan is a show friend and their head of petroleum analysis, and our check-in with him begins now.
It does. Patrick, nice having you back on the big show with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Great having you here this morning. So, all right, with Hurricane Helene and its remnants now wreaking havoc on many states in the southeast and now into the Tennessee Valley and Midwest areas, Gas Buddy activated its fuel availability tracker to help folks find gas since stations, you know, getting replenished in some areas. It's going to take some time. Share how it works and how do you ensure that this data is as up to date as possible for folks?
Well, how it works is we're constantly monitoring the situation when there's a major storm that threatens various states, especially obviously this time of year when that can happen more. We take a look at the intensity of the storm, the size, and how it could potentially impact prices and supply, right? There's a lot of evacuations when you're talking about a major storm like Helene, a lot of evacuees in Florida that have a very limited area to escape. So generally speaking, that can induce some temporary challenges, right? It's kind of the kink in the hose is when people are all filling their tank up as they leave the state, there can be supply challenges. And we activate our tracker out of an abundance of caution. The good news is gasoline continues to flow. The problem is people can fill their tanks up at such a pace that it depletes some of those stations, which can make it a little hard for people to find gasoline on their way out. And this tracker is designed to help people find stations that do have fuel. Now, thankfully, unlike what we saw in 2017 when Hurricane Harvey dumped a foot of rain on Houston refineries, shutting them down, Florida doesn't have any refineries. The problem is, though, the flow of gasoline from Houston to Florida makes it problematic. So it essentially the app experience changes in states we activate it for, Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. People will notice little icons in the Gas Buddy app that will show them, hey, the station is fuel, this doesn't, the station is power or not. So it's something we can activate for any state, for any emergency that we deem a risk to potential supplies.
Okay, well, thank you for that. We use Gas Buddy all the time on our road trips, and this is great for people who are in situations like this. So let's talk about fuel prices overall out there across the country, Patrick. Robert and I are going to leave after today's show for Maui. It's not going to surprise me if we're paying $4.50 to nearly $5 a gallon. Everything's expensive on that island. You know, but we are outside the busy summer travel season. That should help a little bit. So 4 years ago on this date, the average national price of gas per gallon was $2.23. Today it's a dollar more at around $3.23. I feel like it's going up and down a lot lately. We are in an election year. What trends are you seeing in the months ahead? Are you expecting things to stay around the current prices? Do you think we'll see an increase as refineries change over to winter fuels? What are your thoughts?
Well, typically this is the time of year when gas prices are declining. This year hasn't been an exception. Of course, there can be events like hurricanes that make temporary disruptions, but usually gas prices fall in the fall because demand for gasoline is falling in the fall. People start to stay closer to home as the weather gets colder. People, you know, all the summer vacations are over. Kids are back in school. We're kind of back to the grind. Gasoline demand consistently is declining now as temperatures cool off and people stay inside a little bit more. And that usually brings along with it lower prices. And that's what we've been seeing. The national average down about 13 cents a gallon in the last month. We're also 61 cents lower than last year. Last year, we had a lot of refinery issues in the closing innings of summer. We also are tracking 15 states where gas prices are already below that $3 a gallon mark. Mm-hmm. I do think we'll continue to see improvement, maybe not every day, but as we progress into the fall, gas prices should consistently be declining. And that happens regardless of an election year. I know a lot of people are very price sensitive now, kind of like when you're preparing to hit the road for July 4, everyone's watching gas prices very closely. Up ahead of the election, Americans are doing the very same thing. And they also forget that gas prices naturally decline in the fall. So that's a trend that should continue. In fact, we could see the national average below the $3 mark by the end of the year for the first time potentially since 2021.
Yeah, we like that. It's good
that
for all of
great.
Us. Really quick, I just want to hit gasbuddy.com is the website, folks, that we're talking about. And, you know, Patrick, you're only going to have about 20 seconds for this, but you've got this trip calculator on there that I really like, this tool. It allows folks, if they are taking a road trip, enter your vehicle, where you're going, and it very accurately tells you what it's going to cost to drive. I mean, that's a big thing for Gas Buddy.
Yeah, it really is. And the trip cost calculator, you can do it in the app or on our website, gasbuddy.com, as you mentioned. You put in your destination, the vehicle, the fuel type, how much gas you're leaving home with, and it will try to route you to the cheapest stations where you're going to be low on gasoline, and that can save you, you know, depending if you're going on a cross-country trip, $30 to $60.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's
right, so
a big
again,
deal, yeah.
GasBuddy.com, folks, that is the website to go for all the information we discussed. Patrick, really appreciate the check-in with us today and all that you're doing for folks that have been impacted by the hurricane out there. Safe travels and enjoy, as I like to say, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Take care.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, GasBuddy.com. That's going to be it for Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 will begin in about 7 minutes with the NCF, National Communal Forum. Is your station part of it? We're going to find out. 5 more segments to go today until we're off for Hawaii. Monday kicks off the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024, Mary.
It does, and we'd like all of you to connect with us across our social channels at rmworldtravel.com. You can see an awful lot of photos posted about our activities.
So be chatty with us all this week, folks. Keep those radios locked in out there across the USA. Don't forget, you can catch us anytime, anywhere, and via our live stream. Stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.